Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Friday, December 29th, 2023. Do you realize that this is the last trading day of the year? That's true. The last trading day of the year. We made it, and we got through this year, I think, pretty well, honestly. And we have one heck of a year to look forward to. I can promise you that. So anyway, yes, this is my pre-market report. You know, I want to cover a few things with you. Mostly, I want to talk about gold and silver, commodities as well. And the reason for that is yesterday, when I put out my calls moving into next year, it seems like some of you took exception and even got angry about what I said with regard to gold and silver. And look, I'll cover that in just a minute. Let's start off with the setup for the market this morning. All right. So stock futures right now are slightly in the red, pointing towards a lower open. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and a half from the time I am doing this lovely blog here. 10-year yield pretty much stable. It's not moving around too much. And, you know, that's an illusion as well. Again, being maintained by the Federal Reserve in this case. The market wants to see stability here, even though liquidity is drying up, the system is literally coming apart, but there is a massive effort right now going into maintaining the illusion of stability in the debt market. And that's going to turn around pretty rapidly at one point, but they're not done by a long shot. And we can expect more rigging in the debt market beyond anything we've ever seen before. I've covered this a lot as of late. Okay, well, with that said, let's look over here at the dollar. The relative strength of the dollar today, flat this morning, pre-market, and this phenomenon of currency destruction on an incredible scale is going to play out much greater next year as central banks are attacking their own currencies, bringing them down, only to issue in their new coordinated tokenized digital system. I don't believe we're going to see that system yet. They need to dismantle the current system first, but we again are in a presidential selection cycle. And I believe, again, with a very high degree of certainty, that the illusion of the market is going to be maintained until the selection actually takes place. All right, now with that, you got gold and silver this morning under pressure. You got cryptocurrencies relatively flat. You got crude oil, a little rebound off after yesterday's sell-off, and there's something crazy going on over there. People have covered this as of late. Goes beyond Wango Tango, Contango. This is a pump-and-dump scheme in my view. I've been hearing from a lot of current oil traders out here, and they're like, Greg, I've never seen anything like this before. You know, neither have I. This is very unique, and again, it just plays right into what I believe. This is being it's being manipulated, but again, that's okay. Let them play their games. We're going to play ours. In the grand scheme of things, I don't think we can possibly be beaten. So that's the setup for the market this morning. Now, let's talk a little more, people. I said, and one of my calls for next year was for the price of gold and silver and commodities overall to remain suppressed. The main reason behind this, okay, is very simple in my view. It's the fact that this environment will remain risk on. Risk on meaning, again, rate suppression drives cash into the stock market. It also drives cash into real estate. Cash comes from somewhere. And I'm not saying that we're not going to see gains moving forward. I think we're going to see a lot of volatility with regard to gold, silver, and commodities moving forward. I mean, just think about it. Global debt today is skyrocketing at its fastest pace we've ever seen in history. And we're going to see a lot more of that come 2024. Meanwhile, the price of gold and silver, yes, they have come up. Okay, but not on par with what we're witnessing with global debt. And in my view, and I've told you this literally since day one, over 10 years ago, you gotta take the opposite side of the trade. If we understand, people, that global debt is going to hyper-balloon from here, it's already in the biggest hyper-bubble in the history of the world, but we haven't seen anything yet. And this is, of course, massively inflationary. What do you want to do? You got to look for assets that are massively suppressed right now because this is going to turn around. So again, look, in case you haven't noticed over the past, I don't know how many freaking years you want to go back, I don't make calls on the price of gold and silver where I think they're going to be because I don't care. I don't care in the shorter run. There are people who just don't understand it. They think, okay, Greg is saying that we should invest, and this is just my opinion. You should always do your own research here, in hard assets, in gold and silver, and maybe gain exposure to a broad basket of commodities, which I put out at least 3 or 4 newsletters free for every single one of you. Link in the description of this video to my free newsletter on exchange-traded funds, which will give you exposure to a broad basket of commodities. I think this is important, okay? Anyway, so with that, you know, like I said, I don't say, in this, look, I get it. There's a lot of guys right now with YouTube channels, pretty big ones too, calling for gold and silver to explode next year, but explode higher next year. But why? Again, you must look at the drivers. Of course, currency is going to be destroyed as we move forward. Further currency destruction as central banks strip the purchasing power of their currencies away. You know that. That's what they're going to do, period, the end. But the rigging here, the manipulation that's going on to keep the prices suppressed is going to continue. Again, understanding that it's, when we are talking about commodities in aggregate, especially gold and silver here, it is the paper derivative that is driving the price action. It's not real. There's no price discovery. There's no price discovery. But if we know that, that allows you and I to take a position here in massively suppressed assets. Let them, how many times have you heard me say, let them play their games, we're going to play our games. We are holding gold and silver, gaining exposure to commodities, for the, even cryptocurrencies in my view, for the long run. Eventually, the debt bubble is going to burst with such ferocity. Again, this is not going to be by accident. This is central banks who are deliberately going out of their way to hyperinflate the debt bubble because they got to bring the current system down so they can have a public outcry on an epic scale. People on their knees begging for help from the government. And the government is the central banks. It's astonishing to me how many people still believe in a system that's dead. It's unbelievable. They think that the world is actually run by presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, or dictators. They don't understand that it's central banks who control it all. They control the economy. They control the markets. They control the financial system. And they even control the flow of information. They are in full control. This has been their goal since their inception. You understand that? People, don't take my word for this. Do your own research on central banking. The real reason why central banks were created, it isn't to establish some kind of a free system. It's a system which they control. If they control the economy, if they control all modes of transaction, remember, you can't transact in anything but a central bank currency, according to Pocahontas. You know what I'm talking about here. You can't be in cryptocurrency because they're used for terrorist funding. They're used for drug funding. But the dollar. Oh, no, I guess it's not, as we all know. The U.S. dollar still remains the number one currency funding terrorism and funding drug interactions here, transactions. But you can't know that, and she will not tell you that. And there are a lot of other so-called representatives here jumping on the bandwagon with this. Again, they work for the central banks. Anyway, let me get back on track here. You and I are holding gold and silver and even, copper, okay? Because we understand where this is eventually going to go. Meltdown in the debt market just means cash is going to move out of the debt market, out of the stock market, and into commodities and into cryptocurrencies and into artwork and musical instruments and classic cars. It's going to go. It's already happening here. You look at the prices that are currently being paid for, let's say, vintage instruments, for artwork and classic cars, out of control. Okay, this mechanism is already playing out, but we haven't seen anything yet, again, as we move forward here. Anyway, so as I said, look, I hope you're understanding this, because there are so many people who say, oh, Greg has been wrong about the price of gold and silver. Really? When have I put a price target on it? I'm telling you. Eventually, the meltdown in the debt market is going to drive commodities to the moon. Again, risk on will become risk off. Should be very simple to understand. But central banks colluding with our so-called representatives who represent them, we have no representation at all. Okay, they're playing the game. You know all about the game. I wrote a paper on the game. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of years old here. It has created an environment of illusions, okay, where nothing is real. I've been telling you this for how long? Anyway, people, look, I hope you understand what I'm talking about here. Why you need these things, at least in my opinion, in your portfolio. There's a lot of people who despise gold and silver. A lot of people who despise cryptocurrencies. A lot of people don't believe that cash is going to make its way into other things. For example, musical instruments, artwork, classic cars, collectible things. That's where it's going to go. In this environment, because cash does not grow money wings and fly away to money heaven, people. I've been telling you this since forever here. It looks for places to go. And in this environment where risk on is being maintained and is going to be maintained to a higher degree as central banks start to cut rates next year, which they will. Okay, I know a lot of you don't believe that, but and you're entitled to your own opinion. I'm not going to beat you up over it. Okay, you can, that's what makes a market. Some guy or girl says this, another guy, but look, again, you're entitled to your own opinion on all this stuff here. But I want you to think about what I am saying and what's being set up here. Verify everything I tell you. Don't believe anything I say at face value. Okay? Just ponder these things, do your own research, and come up with your own conclusions here. All right? All right, people. Look, with that said, I'm going to let you go. I love you all so much. Again, this is the last trading day of the year. It's pretty interesting. The Dow just closed yesterday at a new record high. Let's see what happens today. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for the live stream. I hope to see more of you there. All right. I want this thing to grow. So anyway, with that said, have some questions ready for me. We'll cover them later. That's it. I'll see you later.